On today's Technobabble, should you mix your live streaming audio pre-fade or post-fade?
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions, leave your comments, etc. So just do that below the video. If you'd prefer, you can do that over at trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. That's where all my contact information is. And I just love to hear from you, so by all means do that. So you might remember, if you've watched in the past, that I am a big proponent of the audio for your live stream being mixed specifically for the live stream. Ideally, I think it's best if you've got someone in an isolated room that's his or her job. They're mixing for the live stream. Unfortunately, that's not always the best. So the second idea that's not as good, but it works, is to have your sound person also do a separate mix, similar to how they do a monitor mix in most churches, just for the live stream. Now, I was reading a forum, a church tech forum, and someone said, well, should we do it pre-fade or post-fade? Here's why I think it should be this way, and here's why our sound guy thinks it should be this way. And, well, that got me to thinking. What do I recommend? So I've been thinking about some of the stuff to go in, and I admit that this particular episode is a little geeky, so if you're less of an audio person, then this may not really resonate with you. But if you are, I hope this will give you some stuff to think about. And if you're not, just a little something about audio. So when you're mixing audio, in most larger soundboards at least, probably not a little one like I have right behind me, but a larger one, you have aux sends. So these are auxiliary audio outputs that can contain their own audio signal, which doesn't need to include everything that's going to the main mix. So the question is, there are two types. There's one that it takes whatever is being mixed for the main mix, and that's where you have to start. You can turn it up a little from there, or you can turn it down a little from there, but you really don't have as much leeway. That is a post-fade aux. You also have pre-fade. So pre-fade means I've got the full range. It's like I have my own separate little mixer. So if you're in that case, you would have to mix each channel individually just as you mix for the house. So which of those should you do? Pre-fade, where you have total control, or post-fade, where you don't have as much control? So let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of each. First off, for pre-fade, you have more control. This is a distinct advantage. If there's no audio for the drums, for example, in the house, no problem. You can add some in the house or in the live stream audio mix. No problem. You've got a knob, you twist the knob. It's nice and simple that way. Also, you can affect the mix to a greater degree without affecting the house mix. So I just gave you the example. You don't have any audio whatsoever going from the drum mics into the house because you don't need it. This particular drummer just really beats on those drums. So you're at a place where you just don't need that at all. But you don't have acoustic sound in the live stream, so you do need some. Well, if you're doing it post-fade, you don't have as much leeway. So that's the advantage of pre-fade is you have the ability to mix more with more leeway without affecting the house. Now, the con is this is a lot more work. So you need to make sure that you are consistently checking your headphones, checking your near-field monitors, whatever you're using, and listening to see what it actually sounds like for the live stream. You can't rest on your laurels and say, well, I've mixed it for the house. That's close enough. Maybe I'll tweak a little bit, but it's fine. No, if you haven't changed the mix between songs, if you haven't changed the mix between worship elements or even between services or between singers, then on that aux, it's going to sound perhaps not great. And of course, that's not what we want. We want it to sound great. So that's a bit of a problem. And it's easy to forget. I think I actually said this, but it's easy to forget to make that change. So you're listening, you're hearing with your ears what's going on in the house. It's easy to think, oh, I meant to check with my headphones. I meant to do that. And you just don't. With post-fade, you have a good starting point, right? So how you mix for the house, it's going to generally be about that amount for the live stream. So you've got a good starting point. It's more of a set it and forget it philosophy. But that's the danger too, because it's not going to sound as good online. It just isn't, unless you mix for online. And the best way to do that is either in a separate room or with really good noise isolating, not canceling, isolating headphones where you can get a feel of what it sounds like just in whatever room you're dealing with out there in internet land. So it's hard to forget to do this, right? It's easier to start it and it's harder to forget it because basically you're always going to have a fairly decent starting point. But you have less leeway. Back to my drum example. There's none in the house. It's post-fade, so that means that the drum mics are pulled all the way down, so you really don't have much, if anything, to work with. So that's really a downside. You have less control. And the mix may not sound as good. So it's easier, but you have less control and the mix might not sound as good. Versus pre-fade, where you have more control, but the mix may not sound as good if you don't exercise that control consistently. So I guess it really comes down to the engineer, the person who's mixing the sound. Are they capable of basically keeping up with two distinct mixes at the same time? What they're hearing in the house and what they're hearing through their headphones. Can they remember to go back and forth and back and forth so that they know, oh, this is a guitar solo, I need to turn that up more. Just like I do on the fader below, I need to do that on the pot above. Can they remember to do that? Or is it just too much? You know, we all have different amounts of bandwidth, different amounts of RAM in our heads, basically. And some people can do that really, really easily. It's just comes naturally. Others, it's going to be, they're right on the edge of their abilities just mixing for the one room. So it can really get a little tense. Now, you can get around this problem by having an additional audio engineer, maybe an assistant, maybe someone who just is doing it for the live stream. And maybe what they're doing is they're just listening to the audio and they're just running over and tweaking things. They're reaching over and turning up a pot or turning down one, something like that. So that's a way around the extra work, but that requires an additional person. And for a lot of churches, getting volunteers is sometimes a little like pulling teeth. It can be done. It's just not pleasant or easy. So I guess there are no definitive answers, but I think ideally, if you had someone that could do it, someone that had the bandwidth, that is going to have a great mix in the house and has the ear and the RAM to also create a great mix for the live stream, that's probably the best bet if you have to do one person doing both mixes. And if not, maybe post-fade's a little bit better and you can just tweak things just a little bit here and a little bit there, just knowing that you have to have some sound in order to have some to turn down, as opposed to you don't have any and turning it up is going to be problematic. So I hope that helped you. I hope that that answered a question that you had, or something that maybe you've been wondering about live streaming. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your copy there, where you'll get even more tips and tricks and news about what's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. You'll also like my store, by the way. I'm always adding new stuff there, working on something just tonight, in fact, that really I think will be helpful. So hopefully that'll get going very soon. Until next time, go out and change eternity.